Parents Evening, a play for Penistone FM, written by Steve Dobson.
Oh, why do we have to go to Parents Evening, Doris?
Because I said so, Percy.
He's not even our child.
Shh, we're supporting Lizzie.
Why, though?
She's a neighbour. Our neighbour.
I know she is. She's only lived next door for 12 years. 12 very long and troublesome years.
Look, she's on her own with that lad of hers. Partner's up and left, hasn't he?
I, for one, don't blame him.
Percy, that's just cruel.
It's not. Who wants to stick around with a son like Bart?
Now, Percy, don't get personal.
Well, would you want to look after Bart?
C
is a menace.
Oh, well, he's just high-spirited, Percy.
He's a yob, a thug.
He's a teenager.
It doesn't give him carte blanche to stamp all over my petunias and dahlias, does it?
You don't let things go, do you? That was 6 years ago. He was only 9 years old.
He wouldn't have got to 10 if you let me at him at the time. I'd have scared his teenage years right out of him.
Child cruelty.
Dahlia decimation.
Anyway, shush, she's here now. Behave yourself.
Pah.
Hello, Lizzie dear.
Evening.
Oh, hello, Doris, Percy. Thank you for coming with me to parents' evening.
Oh, not at all, Lizzie. Happy to help.
Happy to help.
These functions scare the living daylights out of me, you know.
I know, dear. That's why we're here. To support you.
You need it.
Percy, shush.
I feel so silly talking to them. They're all so clever, aren't they?
Well, you're just as clever, Lizzie. Don't put yourself down.
I'm afraid they're going to say something horrible about our Bartholomew.
Who?
Bartholomew.
Who's that?
Bart, your Burke.
Oh, him. Yeah, probably.
Percy.
Well deserved, if you ask me.
Well, nobody did, so shut up.
I'm only saying.
Shh, now. Lizzie, love, who do we see first? Who's on top of your list?
I'm not sure. Let me see. Oh, it's his English teacher, Miss Hill. Now, where is... Oh, yes, over there in the corner.
Where? Oh, yes, the one avoiding everybody's gaze, reading the blooming newspaper.
Come on, Lizzie, love. Quick, grab that seat before someone else nips in.
But it's not quite time for my appointment yet.
Oh, never mind that. Strike while the steel's hot.
Iron.
What?
Iron, strike while the iron's hot.
Oh, whatever. Look, we're here. Nobody's waiting. Sit down, quick.
24 down. Homer's Mail A. 4 letters.
Bart.
Pardon?
Bart.
Bart? Bart, yes. Homer Simpson's son.
No, Bart Jones.
Bart Jones? No, that won't fit. Oh, I see. Bart Jones, your son?
Not mine, mate. I wouldn't lay claim to him.
So, who?
Neighbours. Lizzie's neighbours. Supporting her, aren't we?
Are we?
Shut up. Look, Miss Hill, this is Bart's mum, Lizzie.
Ah, Mrs. Jones. So pleased to meet you.
I bet you are.
Percy, behave yourself. You're in company now. Stop embarrassing everyone and showing yourself up.
So, Mrs. Jones, what can I say about your son?
The truth.
It's Miss.
Huh?
Miss.
Yes, well, he has missed a lot of time this year, hasn't he? Not been well?
Been out destroying flowers.
Percy!
Should have been in Borstal.
Shut up and let the teacher speak.
Thank you, Mrs...
Pitkin.
Ah, yes, Mrs. Pipsqueak.
Pit? Oh, what's the point?
As I was saying, he's missed a lot of time this year. Pity, really, because he really needs help in his English.
Does he? How's his writing?
Well, I say to him, when he actually deigns to come to my lesson, that he should become a doctor.
He's that good?
His untidy scrawl is. Mind, he'd need to improve his punctuation.
Oh.
He litters the page with hundreds of random commas and full stops, just chucked in anywhere on the page.
He's an idiot.
He has rather challenging opinions about literature, too.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well... He says Shakespeare is an absolute idiot who wrote complete garbage in a foreign language.
True enough.
and poetry is just pretentious gobbledygook.
10 points for being able to say that right.
So is there anything I can do to help?
Well, short of keeping him off for the rest of the year, no, I don't think so.
Does he behave himself in class?
He wanders a bit.
What do you mean?
Well, he always asks to go to the toilet 10 minutes into the lesson. Then, on the way back, he gets lost and wanders the school until it's time to pack up. And then he reappears.
Poor soul.
So he's not doing too badly then?
I wish I had a class full like him.
Do you? That's nice. Why?
Well, if they all disappeared off to the toilet, I could have a quiet half hour reading my paper and doing the crossword.
Oh.
Now, before you go, 6 across, final greeting from Cricket.
Bye.
Oh, thanks.
No, bye as in bye-bye.
Of course. Lovely to meet you all, Mrs. Yes, bye-bye. Put that down before you forget it, Harriet.
Well, that was enlightening, wasn't it?
I'll enlighten you in a minute, Percy Pitkin.
Just saying what I think, Doris.
Well, don't. Keep your thoughts to yourself. Unless you've something intelligent to say, that is.
Well...
You are joking. I said something intelligent, not something nasty and sarcastic.
I was just going to ask, who's next on the list?
Let me see. It's Mr. Henry in ICT.
This should be fun. We'll probably find out he's a hacker. Or maybe just a slacker.
I'm warning you, Percy.
What? What?
Mr. Henry is just here, and he's free.
I'm free!
Sit, sit, sit! Now, who are you?
Miss Jones.
Jones? Jones? No, I don't seem to have a Jones. Are you quite sure I teach him, Miss Jones?
You've probably never seen him.
He's called Bartholomew.
Oh, Homer.
No, Bart.
No, Homer. That's what I call him.
Why? Why'd you call him Homer?
Because like Homer, there's more brains in a bag of beef crisps.
Isn't he very good at ICT?
Well, he's not Bill Gates, that's for sure. He spends more time playing games than doing any real work.
What's he meant to be doing?
Well, we're coding with Raspberry Pi.
Well, that's why, isn't it?
Why?
He hates raspberries. And if they're in a pie, as well. Anyway, I thought you taught ICT, not cooking.
Lizzie, a Raspberry Pi is a mini computer.
Sounds fishy to me.
Smells fruity to me.
Shut up, Percy. You're just daft. Go on, Mr. Henry. What else is he doing in ICT?
Well, precious little, actually. When he's not playing games or skiving, he's pulling out plugs and losing people's work. I have to keep sending him to isolation.
That's bad, isn't it?
It is. Especially when he gets there, he asks for insulation and they send him back with a note for me telling me not to send people with silly messages. Oh, honestly, I'm tearing my hair out.
You've not much left now, have you, Baldy?
You've some room to talk, Percy. You're as bald as a billiard ball, nearly.
I'm a man, Doris.
That's debatable.
And I'm getting older.
And dafter.
It's called male pattern baldness.
And here was me, thinking you were shaving random bits of your head in the dead of night. I do know what it's called, Percy.
Does he have a computer at home?
Why? Would it be helpful?
No, keep him off it. On second thoughts, maybe he'd learn something useful, like why education is important. What about a smartphone or a tablet?
It's me that's on tablets, having him as a neighbour.
Oh, you are skating on thin ice, Percy.
What grade is he in ICT?
B.
B? That's good, isn't it?
B for blooming useless.
Ah, so what's his target for this year?
C.
C?
Yeah, C for clear off, please.
Charming, Mr. Henry, charming.
I think we'll clear off too. Who's next, Lizzie?
Miss Jones! Miss Jones!
Have you met Miss Jones?
Oi, Percy Pitkin, shush. Who's that teacher, Lizzie?
It's Bartholomew's former teacher, Mr. Evans.
I wonder what he wants.
Probably to run us off the premises.
Miss Jones, Miss Jones, why don't you sit down?
If we must.
Sorry, who are you?
Neighbours, supporters.
So what's the urgency?
Bart Jones.
What's he done now?
I just wanted to discuss his reports. I'm trying to get home early to watch the football.
I thought you seemed a bit anxious to discuss his report. So what have you got to add to the glowing recommendation we've heard from all his teachers so far?
Glowing? Hardly, Percy.
Just kidding, Lizzie. I'm just bigging him up.
I wouldn't bother, sir.
Eh?
Well, he's hardly a paragon of good behaviour.
Pardon?
A perfect student?
Now you're kidding.
No. I mean, have you read his reports from all his subjects?
I haven't seen any, mate.
It's not good.
Now, why does that not surprise me?
Percy?
Who have you seen tonight, Miss Jones?
English and ICT.
His best subject.
Best? They didn't have anything good to say about poor Bart.
Poor Bart? Poor us who have to deal with him.
Why? He's an angel.
For you, maybe. For everyone else, hell on earth.
Well, that's a bit unfair, isn't it?
No, not really. Maths say algebra is a foreign language to him. Mind you, so he's adding up and taking away.
Now, just a minute.
Science say he's a dunce, and he's depriving some village of their village idiot.
I beg your pardon.
Geography wishes he'd get lost, or take a long walk off a shore up here.
My little boy.
They also offer to take him on a field trip and leave him there. History say he's a throwback to Neanderthal times. RE say he sets himself very low standards and fails to achieve even them. Ethics say his talents lie elsewhere, probably in the criminal world. And sociology simply say, give me strength.
I'll complain. I'll talk to the head about what those teachers have said.
No point. He agrees. In fact, he's written his own report on Bart. He's put, in dubio exeunt.
What in the dickens does that mean?
When in doubt, leave. In other words, he's expelled.
What?
Expelled. Permanently excluded. Gone.
And is that all you have to say on the matter, Mr. Evans?
Of course not. It's out. Now. And don't bother to look back. Take your monster child somewhere else, preferably far away from here. Now go, and be gone, before I call security.
Parents' Evening starred Keith Barnett as Percy, Anne Dobson as Doris, Rachel Lorenza as Lizzie, Katie Smart as Miss Hill, Chris Outram as Mr. Henry, and Steve Dobson as Mr. Evans. Technical expertise from Brian Robinson. Thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the music. Written and produced for Penison FM by Steve Dobson.